Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Trust. So, we've been talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going. I want to hit a couple things because it all comes live, friends. Okay, we're not doing pre-scripted shows here for you. We are doing an exposition on content, but we're still letting the Holy Ghost flow because he's not going to be straightened. He's not going to be resisted or withheld because people don't like it. I want to just kind of highlight a couple things here for you really quick. Okay, this is one of them. Who condemns fake news more than the President of the United States of America? Talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going. Nobody does. But I want you to think about this. The President of the United States of America would have never been there had not fake news giving him all the support that he needed. Because if that was not true, then what about the 200 other presidential candidates running for the presidency of the United States of America that you haven't heard a peep about? Okay? You thinking with me? Wait, fake news? Wait a second, Brad. I never even thought about that. Had a friend that was running for the presidency in 2004. A reporter walked up to him and said, how come nobody knows who you are? He said in his wisdom, he said the mainstream media doesn't want you to know who I am. That's exactly right. They wanted you to know who Donald was. But this is my point. Isn't it interesting that Donald Trump is constantly calling outlets fake news, which they are, by the way. A good portion of them are. It's fake news. It's all pre-scripted. It's all coming from the top, the six corporations. There's no doubt. Okay? But did you know that in talking about corralling compliance, Donald Trump is floating the idea of his own network to counter fake news. He's driving support to himself. Just like fake news is driving support to Donald Trump's presidency, by offering you up everybody that you hate to become the president of the United States of America. That's just food for thought. Also wanted to highlight what was going on during and in Mississippi concerning pro-abortion advocates. It's illegal. Okay. Listen to me carefully. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. When they counter their purpose, Article 3, Section 1, you remove them. Article 2, Section 4. I said you remove them. Hey, folks, are you telling me that the President of the United States of America can be impeached, but for some reason or another, you have lodged in your head that lie that Supreme Court injustices cannot be removed? You are sadly mistaken. They sit during good behavior. Why does it need to go to the Supreme Court concerning what's going on in the state of Mississippi? What about the Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment? Hey, folks, it's the United States of America. The federal government is a creation of the states, not the other way around. Let me go back to the Supreme Court. Andrew Jackson said if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court has now become our ruler. That not good enough for you? Let me give you another one. These are your founders, friends. That was Andrew Jackson the 7th, but I'm going to now one of your founders. Thomas Jefferson, 3rd president. To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide the differences of right and wrong, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, of all constitutional questions, he said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Where are you at today? Under the despotism of an oligarchy where few rule over many. It's their job to play the referee, to make reference to written law. And thou shalt not kill is very clear. Very clear. Very clear. See, but now what you've allowed them to do is to create this $64 billion, they call it a correctional institution, where they are making indulgence in making God's commandments void. Read Mark 7. It's indulgences. They've created businesses out of it, just like many in the churches today. And that's why they won't preach the Word of God and His commandments. And I want to liken that to this. I just seen one of my friends, and I say this respectfully, but one of my friends just got done saying on live chat over here, you know, we win in the end. I'm here to tell you, friends, what do you mean we win in the end? We could win today if we really loved God enough and our brothers and sisters enough to say no more of this. Isaiah 51 verse 4, an establishing judgment. You know, but what the Bible says, not only will my people have it so, Jeremiah 5:31, but when you go over to Amos 5, the Bible says they hate him who speaketh uprightly within the gate. That's right. That's right. Just doing my job. You hate me. Just keep in mind, I'm hated by you for my love. Psalm 109, John 7:7, as well as John 15. Okay, read the whole chapter. And then one more point. I just had one of my friends say, Bradley, will you slow down on those scriptures? And he said, slow down with those verses. My brain is burning. I got to tell you, this is how it comes. It's like taking that sword right out of the rock whenever it's needed. And the Holy Ghost is constantly doing it at His will. I have to have ears to hear. Okay, and that's what I'm doing. So when I'm reciting scriptures, write them down as fast as they may come. And know that it correlates with the conversation that we're having right now. It's applicable to what I'm saying. Okay? And I also want to say this. It's like what Jeremiah said in chapter 20, verse 9. He said, then I said, I will not make mention of him. I want you to understand the gift in this ministry. I understand what Jeremiah is saying here in a big way. He said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. You know, he's grumbling. He's complaining. Yep, I live it every day of my life. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? I'm daily in derision. Who said that? Jeremiah did. Oh, I live that. I live it every day of my life. But going back to how the word comes out, it's just like this. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing. In other words, I wasn't going to hold it back. I was going to fan the flame and let it go. That's what we operate in. Hey, folks, Jesus, who is the Word, is the one that sets men free. And I can't tell you how many emails I get. Bradley, you know, you're saying something and you're talking about some topic and then you stop and then you just say something. He goes, this one guy just said to me just the other day, he goes, it gets in me. And he goes, you make me think the way that I've not thought before. Well, isn't that what the Word of God does? It's foreign to our carnal nature, right? And there's a warfare there because the carnal man, he's at enmity with God. And the fact of the matter is when the Holy Ghost comes in, the Lord Jesus plants the seed, Mark 4, and then he lets it germinate. And over time, friends, guess what? That word's going to go into your heart and it's going to bubble up into your head to begin to think the way that he thinks. Okay? And that's what's so cool about the Word of God. And that's what's so cool about the Holy Ghost. It's a language that the world does not know. Is it not true, Christian friends, that really have the Holy Ghost? It's foreign to the world, isn't it? Because they hear their own. But so do we. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Everybody watching me on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everybody watching me on beforeitsnews.com right now. Come here once. Merry Christmas. Hey. Come here, Peach. My wife just came in. I'm sitting here. I still have How the Circus of Politics Keeps the Show Going. But you know what? Will you just sing a little Christmas something?
Oh.
Come on. It's Christmas. Come on. Here. I'll just. How about 30 seconds?
So people can hear, right?
Yeah, go right there.
Okay.
Go right there.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and narrow pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees and hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night, oh, holy night when Christ was born.
Amen. Amen. I play the drums.
That was a bit of
That was totally spontaneity. That totally was. Because I'm sitting here during the break, and you know what? There needs to be a lot more Merry Christmas going on here, because we need that Christmas cheer. and that Christmas spirit back in this country in a big way. I don't care about what our enemies have to say, friends. Merry Christmas. God bless America. And Lord, I just thank you in Jesus' name for blessing the righteous to be about the work of your hands as you do order their steps and establish their thoughts. Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law, and I ask that you strengthen the righteous in the United States of America in the face of all this opposition, created opposition, Lord God, that you'd cause our enemies to fall into the pits that they themselves have dug, and that you would disannul the covenant of death and the covenant of hell one more time, that we might see it with our eyes. And I appeal to the God of Moses, to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you would show yourself strong on the behalf of those that call upon your name in Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Steph. You know, I was almost like getting to the point where, or are you just going to take the show now or what?
Well, I didn't know how I totally appreciate that. And I do. And way too high a key, but.
No, that's okay. And the other thing, too, is you were really, was she tweaking there a little bit? You know what, friends? We got, there's more to just this radio program for those that did not know. We are involved with record labels. And a lot of the stuff that we have going on outside of just doing radio, it's kind of like kept behind who we are for the very purposes of not gloating in other things that we do, but it's used as a utility on our belt to become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. And it's the musical abilities that we have in this family. And it's not just my wife. It's not just me. It's not just us touring out there. Our kids are a part of this. And it's pretty cool. And, you know, the more I think about it, I mean, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. We bless his holy name in Jesus Christ. Psalm 103, Psalm 104. Because he is just an awesome God. He's been awesome to this family. And I know that he is awesome to the righteous. And you know what? With all the bad stuff going on out there, friends, just keep in mind, the Lord says to the righteous, it will be well with them. Regardless of the fires and the warfare around us, we get the victory. And it can be in this life, not something that's out there in the distance. No, we can have the promises fulfilled in this life if we so call upon him and hold to his word. And in some sometimes hold on, hang on, and tie a knot and hang on if you have to. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that we are a blessed people. The righteous are in the United States of America. Let's keep the light going here, okay? Now, are you sitting there for a reason? You're going to come back in.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Well, why don't you come back in next segment? I got this segment and then the next segment, and I'll do my best to wrap this up. But I've been talking about it, and I've been yapping and going down all these little bunny trails that I just want to kind of like bring it back in and bring it into scope, and then we'll bring you on again.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. And we might even have you sing one more song.
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, cool. Okay. So we're talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going. Have you ever noticed? This is where it gets really good for me. Listen. Have you noticed that politicians more than not are found to be promoting behind closed doors what they are in fact condemning publicly? Here, I'll say that again. Have you ever noticed that politicians more than not are found to be promoting behind closed doors what they are, in fact, condemning publicly? For example, I can give you a prime example just off the top of my head here in the state of Minnesota. Isn't it interesting how the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals? Isn't it interesting how Keith Ellison was a chairperson for the LGBT? Isn't it interesting how he wants 300% more Somalis to come into the state of Minnesota who want to execute homosexuals? By the way, I didn't say it. He did. Isn't it interesting how he promotes one thing, but behind closed doors he's actually condemning? People don't put two and two together, and that's the problem that they're having. Here, let me give you another one. You ever heard of Leland Yee? He was rated A+ by the Brady Campaign as an anti-gun organization, a national gun control group. They gave Leland Yee an A+ rating for his anti-gun stance. Again, I don't care. When they work against our Bill of Rights, friends, our God-given, blood-bought rights, I don't care what they have to say. It's time to deal with them. And if the American people would be on the offensive rather than on the defensive, I'll tell you what, we can teach them the fear of God really quick. Leland Yee said, whatever I can do to prevent the ability or availability of these particular kinds of weapons, you know what I want to do. He wants to take them away. AR-15s and the such, right? A weapon where you can actually defend yourself against tyranny, friends, because that's what this is about. That's what this is all about. They want to disarm you and your high-capacity magazines so you cannot defend yourself against tyranny. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And keep in mind the military that they want to use against us, those are our boys. Those are our girls. Those are our dads. Those are our moms. Those are our grandpas. Those are our uncles. Those are our neighbors. Come on, America. That's another thing to talk about, isn't it? Countries aren't destroyed if the subordinates, if they'd actually do their job in upholding the Constitution, they'd be thrown off the tyrant who means to destroy the country rather than the country being destroyed. And then what do? They sit back, they kill their own people. This is history again. And then they say they were just doing their job. No, they weren't doing their job. Let's go back to Leland Yee. The media reported on the surface the story of Leland Yee looks like a precipitous fall from grace. State Senator in California, former Leland Yee, considered by some to be a rising star in the state politics, now facing multiple counts of fraud, conspiracy, money laundering, and influencing peddling. Friends, he was gun peddling. He was gun trafficking. Did you hear what I said? Mr. Anti-Gun was a gun trafficker. The media continues, the 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of a debate area politics since the late 1980s when he was elected to the San Francisco School Board. He then went on to sit on the City Board of Supervisors and the State Assembly. The later role saw him become the first Asian American, I'm tired of that, Acts 17:26, read that, all nations are one blood, okay? It's not Asian American, Mexican American, it's not Chinese American, Japanese American, no. If you're in here and you're an American, we're Americans, period, okay? Adding Asian and Japanese and black and white, that's all divisive, that's what it is, okay? The Lord didn't highlight that garbage. But going on, friends, the later role saw him become the first American speaker pro tem in 2004, making him the second highest ranking representative in the California Assembly. And at that time, from 2006 onwards, Leland Yee served as a state senator and was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by a federal indictment in March of 2014. Here, let me go on. More charges. The arrests sweep Yee and his associate Keith Jackson, 51, up and charges alongside some of them in the city's most notorious characters, namely notable among the Chinatown's gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, who received a 5-year prison sentence for accepting bribes and in trafficking arms. Leland Yee was Mr. Anti-Gun America, yet he was trafficking arms. Oh, you're not satisfied? We're talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going. Just hold on a second, friends. We're going to get to Mitch McConnell and his in-laws and what Mitch McConnell was busted for that you never heard a word about it because the CIA-controlled media put a blackout on the fact that Mr. Mitch McConnell was, in fact, selling cocaine. And trafficking cocaine. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. North Korea said it successfully performed another crucial test at its long-range rocket site that will further strengthen its nuclear deterrent. The test possibly involved technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the continental United States. On his way to the Army-Navy football game, President Trump had this to say.
I'd be surprised if North Korea acted hostily. I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. I think we both want to keep it that way.
The announcement comes as North Korea continues to pressure the administration for major concessions as it approaches an end-of-year deadline set by leader Kim Jong-un. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. And don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guys, we're talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going. How the circus of politics keeps the show going. You know, Saul Alinsky, master, of course, he is a minion to Satan himself. He accredited Rules for Radicals to Satan himself. We know that many in government today are following that doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1. And for those that didn't know, again, this falls into the conversation we're having right now. He said that true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system within. What's happening in America today? It's exactly what's happening today. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, that Leland Lee was Mr. Anti-Gunner, and yet, in fact, he was in prison for a mere 5 years, friends. And I'll tell you why. The bargain went down behind closed doors. You shut up about this and we'll repay you when you get out. You watch him when he gets out, friends. And when he rises again in another area, you're going to know exactly why. Because he shut his mouth concerning the crimes of others. That's why he only got 5 years. But he was the Mr. Anti-Gunner. And what I was highlighting, friends, is have you noticed that politicians, more than not, are found to be promoting behind closed doors what they are, in fact, condemning publicly? This is how they do it. You judge them by what they do, 2 Corinthians 11:14. Okay? Let me take it another step. We all know that for some time that many politicians have been engaged in drug trafficking while playing the hypocrite in advancing the war on drugs. It was reported not long ago, not by the CIA-controlled media, of course. They're giving them a media blackout. In other words, they don't want you to know what Mitch McConnell's a part of. But it was reported through those that are aware of what's going on that the Ping Mei, a cargo vessel owned by the in-laws of Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, was boarded by Colombian inspectors, and they discovered roughly 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. The Nation reports the seizure of the narcotic shipment in the Caribbean port occurred far away from the Kentucky, the state in which Senator Mitch McConnell is now facing a career-defining election. The Republican, the good guy, Senator, minority leader, has the closest ties to the owner of the Ping Mei. The vessels containing the illicit materials, the 90 pounds of cocaine, the foremost maritime corporation, a firm founded and owned by Mitch McConnell's in-laws, the Chow family. McConnell's ties to the Chows go back to the late 1980s when James Chow began donating to the senator. In 1993, McConnell married James's daughter, Elaine Chow, a Republican, good girl, activist, and former Reagan administrator and official, as they like to call themselves, who would later serve as a Secretary of Labor in the George W. Bush cabinet. They're all interlinked, friends. Did you also know, speaking of the Chow family and Elaine McConnell, wife to drug trafficking Mitch McConnell, did you know that Donald Trump, at the offset of his new administration, appointed Elaine Chao as the new Secretary of Transportation on January 31st of 2018. Friends, you can't make this up. Donald Trump appoints Elaine Chao as the new Secretary of Transportation, all the while knowing that McConnell was busted trafficking 90 pounds of cocaine in 40 separate packages. And again, you didn't hear a word about it. See how they're covering for each other, friends? They're not only covering for each other, friends, in the circus of politics, they're helping each other every step of the way. This is all temporary. It's all temporary, just so you know. And for those, again, every step of the way, again, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the facts. Talking about the circus of politics and how the show keeps going on. It's because the American people leave off justice. They know they're corrupt, but they let them stay. They know they're corrupt, but they keep letting them do it over and over and over again. Now, again, just to further solidify what I'm saying here, Jim Hightower, former Democratic Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, said, again, out of the horse's mouth, today's whole political game run by absurdist nightmare of money, elites, is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls. Did I say that? Nope. I do a whole show, friends, on politician after politician after politician after politician that declare to you their guilt. Yes, we are corrupt. And yet they stay. And no matter what they say, the people just get behind them because they like their personality. Hey, friends, let me say this. I guarantee you, you could pick out the worst politician in federal government or state government. And I guarantee you, if you didn't know any better, you could sit down with them, and within 5 minutes, you would think that they were the coolest people in the world. They have so exercised their heart with deceit and deception and covetousness, friends, they have completely sold their soul. And I ask the question, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose their own soul? They, at this point, friends, have seared their consciences. These, in many cases, friends, for the record, they're not the type of people that you can help. They're the type of people that you must lawfully remove and show the intent of the law when it comes to justice, to teach them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, to the rest of those that want to keep playing games with our freedoms. That's the core of everything. When I see them step on the blood of our founders, our forefathers, our veterans, our family members, and taking that to the spiritual, when I see professors in the church declare one thing, and then I see them trample the blood of Jesus Christ underfoot, read Hebrews 10:26 when you get a moment, it infuriates me. I'm indignant towards that. Why? Because I see the price. I see the sacrifice. When we were in New York last month, you know, everybody was looking at the Statue of Liberty. We went out to the Statue of Liberty. And I was awestruck. Not because of the big stone that was in front of me, the gift that was given unto us by the French, namely Lady Liberty. I thought it was really cool, but I wasn't taken with that. My mind wasn't on Lady Liberty, as was it. And this gets me every single time. I thought about in World War II. I've seen live video footage. During World War II, they would leave New York City, our boys would, before they went over to England. And I thought about the boys, 405,000 of them, 399 men. I thought about them on that boat as they were saying goodbye to America. That's what I was thinking about when I looked at Lady Liberty. I was thinking about our boys. Hey, guys, girls, I was thinking about the ones that didn't come back home. You know, for those that don't know, and again, talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going, Franklin D. Roosevelt promised the American people that not one of our boys would step foot on foreign soil. That's what he told the people. But what happened? 405,399 of them never came home again. And then what I do is I get to think about the moms and the dads that lost their kids that are sitting out on their porches back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s until they faded off and actually were swept into eternity. And the loss they must have felt every single day of their lives. And then when I look at America today, I got to ask, what is it, America, that you don't understand when it comes to the fact that freedom is not free? Freedom is the right to do what you ought to do, not do what you want to do. And I'm not just talking about in the natural, I'm talking about in the spiritual. And when you get it in the spiritual, you apply it to the natural. Because we live under him who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. That's what makes me angry about it. What makes me angry about the American people is they're tolerating their apathy. What's even worse than that is those that actually act like they know what they're talking about, and they talk the same language as the clowns in the circus of politics. They're the worst, and then they try to justify the unjustifiable. They're the reason, folks. You know what? This administration, in the past administration, and back in the ones up and coming, they survive off of the ignorance of the American people. That's how they remain. So if you want to know how the circus of politics keeps the show going, well, they're dependent upon those that have a short memory and those that are ignorant of their founding documents. And those that act just like them, they depend upon you going along to get along. They depend upon your ignorance to take them for what they say rather than to judge them by what they do. And don't you dare call yourself a Christian when you do just what I just said, just what I just got done saying. You judge them by their fruit. I want to go to another point. It's interesting, America, how the current administration, again, talking about how the circus of politics keeps the show going. When it comes to Donald Trump, he was groomed from the beginning to the present. He's been groomed in American media, friends, for 30 years in a favorable light. I'm going to come right back to that, and then I'm going to get Stephanie in here. Yep, and I think I'm going to wrap this up. I think we're doing pretty good here. 1-866-582-9933. We are in hour two right now. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Final segment coming up on the other side. Let's knock this one out of the park before our time is up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
So, I got Stephanie back in here. Merry Christmas, folks. I want to finish up how the circus of politics keeps the show going, and then I am going to bring Steph in real quick, okay? I was just talking about how, again, the circus of politics keeps the show going. I was just highlighting the fact again, not speculation, but fact, how Donald Trump has been groomed for 30 years in this country. In a favorable light. Donald Trump, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Television programs such as Sex and the City, WWE Pro Wrestling, Larry King, Oprah. Oprah dropped the seeds into the American people back in the 80s, the late 80s, asking if he'd ever become the president of the United States of America, for those that did not know. Just do a little homework on it and put the pieces together, friends. The puzzle will come together. And now here he is. He was in Home Alone. And look at the generation that are calling themselves the grown-ups today are the very ones that grew up on Home Alone. The Apprentice, remember he was the guy that was going to fire him and get the job done. And that's what they sold the American people. Listen, look at his show, The Apprentice. They gave him that show for the very purpose of knowing all the well that he was going to take a step in the direction of becoming the president of the United States of America. And there he is. Nobody can deny it. He's there. Period. By the way, maybe this is where the American people received their assurance from Donald Trump that he would be the one to drain the swamp, which he has clearly not done to date. Read Psalm 12:8 when you get a moment. I mean, this is crazy. Let's go back to what my friend John out at Rutherford Institute said, John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney. He said, we are being taken advantage of by a government of scoundrels, idiots, and cowards. Scoundrels are those that are extorted. They're controlled. Just ask Benito Mussolini. And cowards, they are. Oh, my goodness. If you've never met a politician, friends, they are about as spineless as they get. They're jellyfish. They're chameleons to the highest bidder. Luke 22, verse 48, they've sold their souls. And they're selling you out with a kiss. Okay? Mr. H.L. Mencken said again, Congress consists of one-third more or less of idiots, and two-thirds more or less scoundrels, three-thirds more or less poltroons. Poltroons defined are cowards. Oh, my goodness. Remember when I gave the prayer at the Capitol? Oh, they all loved me when I came in, friends. They all loved on me. And then when I ended the prayer with, in Jesus' name, they all ran because the media got involved. Oh, well, let them get involved. To their own demise. To the very, folks, to the very least degree that they attack Christians, when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, will you understand that when you are in Christ, he means just that. It was the Lord that said, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm. He's the one that said it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Oh my goodness, do you know the book of Psalms, friends? Do you know the history of the church? The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. It totally is true. He spoils principalities and powers. The Bible says, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. In other words, when they attack Christians, they're doing it to themselves. That's what they're doing. John Calvin said, or was it John Calvin or John Knox? It was John Knox, forgive me. That prophet from Scotland, he said, give me Scotland or I die. Remember Mary, Queen of Scots, said she feared his prayers more than all the armies of Europe? Yep, that's him. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Listen to that. That's power. I'm taking that one, Lord. I can feel that. He's the one that said a man with God is always in the majority. And guess what, friends? Your enemies know it. Your enemies know it. Don't be big within yourself. Be big in Christ. It's not me that lives, but Christ that liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Hey, all of God's great men have been weak men that know that God is on their behalf and with them. God's great men, heroes of the faith, they were weak. They were the weakest of men. But they had faith and trust in Christ. My grace is sufficient for thee, right? When you're weakest, I'm strongest. There you have it. Going forward, the CIA-controlled media outlets giving politicians all the attention needed. So in the end, and with the approval of the American people who are too ignorant to figure it out, here's the American people. Oh, were you for Hillary Clinton? No, she was delivered up by the same powers that delivered up Donald Trump. Well, Bradley, would you? People are just, let me just say it. They're just ignorant. They're just stupid people. And again, let me remind you, these are the people that say they don't believe the mainstream media, yet they parrot everything they say. You can't make that up. Oh, here's another thing for you. Do you remember Albert Pike? He was a 33rd degree Mason. Did you know that he said, whenever the people need a hero, we will supply him? You hear that? See how this goes? They create the chaos. They bring in the order. They create the warfare, they fill the seats with those that will fill the seats, and they deliver up the hero when he is needed. Okay? Not speculation. This is what happens today. It's what's been going on for almost 6,000 years on this globe, friends. Let me end with this. Does that sound familiar? Whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him. God bless Donald Trump. You better get on the old Trump train or else, says the false prophets. Isaiah 30, read it. You'll get smacked down for taking on that dangerous theology, which runs counter to the cross of Christ and the Word of God. I end with this, and I'm going to give it over to Stephanie. Hey, friends, concerning politicians both in the present and in the past, don't blame them. Blame the people. Because the people have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and gave him triumphal processions and laughed delightedly at his licentiousness, his carnal lust, and thought very superior of him. To require, friends, vast amounts of gold illicitly. Money, 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 money. Blame the people who hail him when he speaks in the form of the new, wonderful, good society, which shall now be America. Interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, more living fatly at the expense of, guess who, friends? You and me, not them. They're the ones raiding the coffers every day of the week. Hey, folks, this year, we looked at our taxes, and it's absolutely sickening what they take. And I look at it a lot different than I ever have before, because for them to have the audacity to tell me I have to pay for this and pay for that and pay, folks, we're paying for our own demise. And you got to keep in mind what I said earlier. These aren't the kind of people that you can help. These are the type of people you have to remove. And what it comes down to is this, friends. The Lord said in Jeremiah 6:16, go back to the old past. What did the people say? We wouldn't. We're not going to obey the Lord. You should read the rest of that chapter. It didn't turn out too good for them, did it? But what we're seeing today is the same old talking points as the people that wouldn't listen. And guess what? You get the same results. So in end, how do the clowns in the circus of politics keep the show going? By entertaining the ignorant people that they mean to control. And after all, as you can see, pro wrestling and the circus of politics always brings forth the same pre-scripted results. Question I have for those that have not yet learned, when will you learn?
That's exactly right. You know, it's interesting because when we see everything going on in the world around us, it's very easy to lose hope. It seems like on a daily basis, we're bombarded with one thing after another after another. I've said this before. It reminds me of that hymn, when sorrows like sea billows roll. It's just like one billow after another after another.
By design.
By design. And so it's easy to lose hope, and they want you to become hopeless. But we know that Christ is the light. Now, Bradley's been talking about Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to everyone. Christ is God's gift to the world during this Christmas season, the birth of Christ that we are celebrating. He is the light in darkness, and we need to make sure that, you know, the Bible says in Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We have to keep going. We have to continually fight the good fight of faith. It's interesting because
it's not like we can run to a different country or something.
No.
And why would we want to do that?
It's interesting because, you know, we were talking yesterday, and Bradley, you had said something, well, you know, people think they're going to run to some other place. Well, that problem they were running from is eventually going to find them there, because if they don't deal with it, there's no reason why
it's a problem you're not going to be able to run from.
That's exactly right.
Oh, I wish I had wings that I could fly away. Nope, nope. The Lord's going to bring you right back to it.
And you know what? You know, like you said, tell the righteous it'll be well with them. But that's not going to mean that we're not going to get out without a fight, and we're not going to be able to do our duty before God in obedience to His command. So for those of you who are listening to Sons of Liberty and you've been blessed by this show, I know I talk with people who say I listen all the time. People who say, you know, I feel convicted. People say I've been listening to you for years. If you've been listening to Sons of Liberty and you've been sincere, sincerely blessed by it, you've been convicted, you've been excited, you've been inspired, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to join us in becoming Sons or Daughters of Liberty, or make a year-end donation. Many times people like to make year-end donations at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, deeds, not words. I hope you've been edified. We'll talk to you soon. See ya!
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.